Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Brad Huskin back on the show. Brad's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already celebrated his 21st anniversary here, president of IAS Training. Well, he's forgotten more about how to train salespeople than most people will ever know. He's the author of Munchies for Salespeople. Also, I'm a salesman, not a PhD. He's our good friend Brad Huskin. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. How you doing today? Happy anniversary to you.
Hey, thanks. We appreciate you very much for all the years and all the wisdom. Brad, one of the things that that small business owners perennially do, and this is something I've lamented for all these years, is they don't do enough sales training. I'm not sure how they think sales people become professionals, that people become better if they don't train. They train them plenty enough usually on their what they sell, but not so much on the process of selling, the structure and the combination of art and science in selling. And that's where you come in. What do we need to know about it?
Well, first off, you know, that's what I tell people is that we have these businesses out there that hire people not knowing if they're any good, then they never check, but they don't do anything to help them get better, and they wonder why their business sucks. But, you know, I think that training is essential, and it's a fundamental part of any successful organization. And if you're not giving your people the time and the effort they need in order to be successful, that's why things aren't flourishing in your business or your organization like you hope it is. I mean, it's the single biggest reason I see businesses fail is because the staff isn't trained on how to do the job correctly. And that's the biggest reason I see that people seem unmotivated out there. It's because nobody's trained them on how to do the job correctly.
Well, that's exactly right, and partially because the small business owner doesn't have any professional sales training. I mean, one of the benefits that I had, and I think you too, is that we came up in three amazing sales organizations, Sears and Xerox, and people will be surprised to hear me call the Army a sales organization. But the way they train their people, how to lead, how to train and instruct, it's tantamount to a sales organization. So I had that kind of training in my background. When I became a business owner, I was able to impart that onto salespeople. And a lot of small business owners don't have that background. So if you don't, that's fine. But that doesn't mean you can do without it, right?
Well, that's exactly right. Knowledge, I think, breeds confidence. I think people have to have confidence in the job that they're doing. And, you know, there's four areas where people need training. And it's just not sales techniques anymore. It's product knowledge, operations, customer service, and then, of course, sales techniques.
Say those again. Folks, this is going to be in the test. Say them again, slower.
Product knowledge. Sales techniques, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Operations. And customer service. And I look at those four areas as the four tires on an automobile. If one of the tires is going flat or is flat, that automobile certainly isn't going to be as effective as it could be. Same with the salesperson or any type of business.
Do you believe that the salespeople are undertrained in products? In the products?
There's no question about it.
Really?
No question.
See, you would. Absolutely. I mean, that's malpractice, isn't it?
Almost. You could say that, absolutely.
I mean, why would you? I mean, I guess I would have thought that would be the last thing. I mean, even if you didn't know how to show your people how to close a sale, or how to prospect, or how to nurture a customer, you would at least be able to explain, you would at least take the time and the energy to show them how why that customer should want your stuff and how to buy it.
Well, that's my point of this conversation today is that technology is changing so quickly that, you know, if they were trained on product knowledge 6 months ago, that may not be relevant today.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Same way, you know, the college students, you know, if what they're learning as a freshman or sophomore in college today is totally irrelevant by the time that they graduate.
Mm-hmm.
That's where if people don't have the training process or a training system or something that's ongoing, then that knowledge may pass
so
by.
So it's constant training, constant learning, folks, just like innovation. You can't be innovative for a while and then stop and dine out on what you innovated. You got to stay innovative. Sales training is the same way, including as Brad just said, is on products too. We'll come back. We're going to tackle the other three after the break. 20 Tail, right back with Brad Huskin. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.